From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, the 12th day of June, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. Well, it's another day and another hazardous weather outlook from the National Weather Service in Albany. This hazardous outlook is for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. There is rising confidence for a heavy rainfall event Thursday into Friday, along with possible widespread flooding as a very strong low-pressure system passes to our south. 1 to 4 inches of rain is possible, with the heaviest rainfall expected Thursday afternoon and night. At this time, it appears the highest rainfall totals would be to the south and the east of the Capital District. It has been very wet across the area the past 3 weeks, and rivers and streams are already running high and the ground is saturated. A flood watch will need to be issued. For today's weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a high near 76 degrees with northwest winds at 15 to 17 miles an hour. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a low around 54 with northwest winds at 5 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. We'll run down the rest of the week's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the Greene County paramedics are facing an $82,000 insurance bill. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Emergency Medical Services Incorporated, better known as Greene County Paramedics, is faced with an $82,000 workers' compensation bill this year. When the county switched its workers' compensation provider last July, the paramedics group was left out because it is a nonprofit organization. Without the benefit of being in the county's workers' compensation pool, the cost of coverage jumped from $6,000 a year to $82,000 a year. The organization is now appealing to the county for help. Greene County Paramedics President Mark Evans said, and I quote, "We will need some help here, or we are going to have to go back and put this on the shoulders of the towns," end quote. Greene County Legislator and Public Safety Committee Chairman William Lawrence said the county is, and I quote, "trying to come up with an amicable solution to prevent the paramedic system from going under," end quote, while working to keep the majority of the cost off the towns. In a county with no hospitals and long travel times, Greene County Legislature Chairman Wayne Speenberg said the paramedics are a particularly valuable service. In light of that, he said, the workers' compensation situation, in quotes, warrants serious discussion. You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. Also in the news, Congressman Gibson is backing the Heritage Area redesignation. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Congressman Chris Gibson supports federal legislation to renew the Hudson River National Heritage designation, an aide to the congressman says. Stephanie Valley said the Kinderhook Republican favors the designation because of the benefits it brings to the region. Under the Heritage Area designation, more than 100 sites that promote tourism and recreation are linked to showcase the Hudson Valley's role in American history and development. Legislation to authorize the designation for another 10 years is pending. Previous designation expired last year. The Heritage Area covers 150 miles along both sides of the Hudson River from north of Albany to the Bronx. You can read that full story in today's Daily Freeman. Finally, in Albany, opponents of the SAFE Act have returned. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union an estimated 1,000 opponents of the New York SAFE Act rallied again on yesterday in the West Capitol Park. Those assembled heard from a slate of speakers that included former gubernatorial candidate and Buffalo School Board member Carl Palladino and Gene Pereira, a former Westchester County District Attorney and one-time GOP Senate candidate. The number that attended was approximately one-tenth of the estimated 10,000 who turned out in February to demonstrate against the law. Palladino, who as a gubernatorial candidate said he would clean out Albany with a baseball bat, predicted the New York SAFE Act would lead to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's political demise. You can find that full story in the Times Union. Well, all I can say for the weather is that it's another day and another hazardous weather outlook. The National Weather Service is predicting sunny weather for today with a high near 76, partly cloudy for tonight with a low around 54. But then tomorrow and Friday promises us rain, mainly after 11 a.m., and the rain could be heavy at times with a high near 66 degrees. Tomorrow night's forecast is virtually the same, rain that could be heavy at times with a low around 53. And we wake up Friday to more showers, mainly before 11 a.m. with a high near 69 degrees. The rain forecasted for Thursday morning through Friday morning is the period for which the National Weather Service has issued the hazardous weather outlook. Friday's high will be near 69 degrees. Friday night, just a slight chance of showers with a low around 52. Then the National Weather Service is still promising us a sunny weekend. Saturday's high near 77. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 50. On Sunday, sunny again with a high near 78. And then Sunday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 60. And we'll be dodging the raindrops, coming back to work on Monday. The sun rose today at 5:18 a.m. and will set at 8:32 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 14 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 12th day of June, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.